This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday announced further aid to Turkey and said Washington would provide longer-term help as it seeks to rebuild following this month's earthquake. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck Turkey's southeast in neighboring Syria on February 6th, killing more than 45,000 people and leaving a million-plus homeless, with the economic cost of the disaster expected to run into billions of dollars.
I just had a chance to fly over, to see some of the devastation. And it's really hard to put into words. You see buildings still standing, and then buildings collapse. Roofs destroyed, and right next to it, something that's still standing.
Almost 2 weeks after the earthquake, search and rescue operations are coming to an end, but Blinken said the United States would continue to help. Turks saw off international search and rescue teams with applause and other gestures of thanks. Online video showed as teams from several countries returned home after flying in to help in the wake of Turkey's devastating earthquakes. People applauded and embraced members of a South Korean rescue team. There were similar scenes at airports for rescue teams from France, India, and Taiwan. The United States on Sunday accused China of considering arming Russia in its war against Ukraine, ratcheting up tensions as the conflict hits a one-year mark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken leveled the allegations as U.S.-Chinese relations have been further tested by Washington shooting down this month of what it said was a large Chinese spy balloon. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID has been in place nationally for a year, but some contend it's time to end it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone. But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
Moroccan trade union activists protested Sunday in the capital Rabat and other cities to denounce surging cost of food and fuel, defying a government ban against marches. Protesters staged rallies outside their offices in Rabat and Casablanca, as well as other cities, quote, following the decision of the authorities to ban marches, according to an official. Morocco banned marches due to a, quote-unquote, health state of emergency put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic and still in force, according to a letter from the Interior Ministry to the protesters. The Tunisian Coast Guard said Sunday it had intercepted overnight more than 400 migrants trying to reach Europe by sea in 16 separate operations off the North African country's coast. It added the migrants include 71 Tunisians and 352 people from sub-Saharan African countries. Tunisia, which at points is less than 150 kilometers from an Italian island, is a key departure point for Tunisian and other African migrants seeking better lives in Europe. U.S. actor and comedian Richard Belzer has died at his home in southern France, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Belzer was 78. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
Homicide.
Richard Belzer played Detective John Munch on Homicide and 9 other series for more than 2 decades. He never auditioned. Executive producer Barry Levinson heard him on the radio and asked him to read for the part. Belzer was a stand-up comedian and was the opening act in the early days of Saturday Night Live. Even before that, he was a newspaper reporter, and he told reporters in 1997 that's why his stand-up reflected the news.
I've just always been obsessed with current events, and I always felt that if I wasn't a stand-up comic, I would be a journalist, a stand-up journalist.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.